This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Going back again, one of my older brother's favorite mixtapes was with Doe B.
Long live.
Man, long live Doe B. And well, his song go, whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. It was just so dope. We Southern boys. Mm-hmm. I'm from Carolina, North Carolina.
Okay, salute.
But we grew up on a lot of the mixtapes that you've done and a lot of your peers as well. But, you know, even with Dobie, that happened so long ago, and it seems like these examples of him having so much talent and being taken away from us, our culture still not learning from those mistakes. What is it about our culture that still allow people to fall for these traps? Or even, I feel like we be convincing them to, man. It's kind of crazy.
You know the thing, bro? That's a very complex, when we get into these questions, it's very complex because if you look at this like 2010 and forward,
mm-hmm.
And you look at, I'm gonna name people. If you look at the Migos, mm-hmm. Takeoff's no longer here. Yeah. Look at Doe B, when I deal with him, he's no longer here.
Look at Young Dolph, projects I deal with him, he's no longer here. My brother Charlie Lowe, you know, that's my brother.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So honestly, Bankroll Fresh.
Mm.
Dang.
In 2018, maybe 17. I sat back, I was going through the hard drive of the album I was working on
mm-hmm.
that never got a chance to come out. And it just hit me, like, it don't feel the same. Because I talked to Doe B a week before he passed. He was at my birthday party. Good brother. Shout out to Frank White. You know, he put us together. And that's when I started to, I didn't really have nobody ask me if I was all right, but I had to start asking myself, am I all right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this, here starts like your therapy journey and this, that, and the third. Obviously, other stuff you got to deal with too as a man.
Yeah.
But it just didn't feel the same.
Right.
And then you have a little bit of survivor's remorse,
mm-hmm.
even though there's nothing you can do about, you know, when it's someone's time.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't figured that one out yet.
Yeah.
I do know that a lot of the wise people in my family, you know, say don't take your gift for granted.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think that, there's people that don't agree with this, but I think that we just take hip-hop culture for granted.
Oh, man, you're right.
If you look at how many people it houses and how many mouths it feeds and how many lives it saved when we just celebrated 50 years of hip-hop, if you go back to day one to now, it's like, man, don't take your yacht or that mm-hmm. car or that house or your multiple houses and your chains. Don't take all that for granted because it can be taken from you.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we land with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, that's one I don't have the answer for. Yeah. I know that there's a life cycle and, you know, this is a journey and it's a temporary journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, our culture is far more of those tragedies compared to like other music genres.
I did see Ryan Coogler just say on Breakfast Club that they do deal with it a lot in is it heavy metal culture or something? Oh,
okay,
like that?
Okay.
But a lot of it is like drugs instead of violence. Listen, man, as an entertainer and a creator, when you get to a certain place, and I'm not even at like the super top, but it is a stressful thing. You know what I'm saying? And you have to know how to deal with it. I found my way to deal with it. Mm. Like I said, I stopped myself in 2018-ish, and I'm like, am I taking this extra drink because I want to take this extra drink, or am I taking this extra drink to try to numb something?
Because
I had the
insight to deal with it.
Right.
Somebody might just keep numbing.
That is very
important. When you keep numbing, then it hits a point, and then boom. So now you're like dealing with some real stuff because you never took time to look at
what does it look like. So one of my first therapy sessions was to look like, wow, she was like, I couldn't imagine all my coworkers dying tragically and violently to the point where it's like, I told her I'll be numb.
Yeah.
I'll expect it.
Mm. Expect
it's bad.
Man, that's crazy.
It's like, yo, PNB Rock just got killed. I'm like, damn, man, PNB, that's good. Dude. Whoa, damn. I was just talking like, what? Man, Takeoff got killed last night. Takeoff?
Right.
He don't mess with, huh? So then, like, when people wonder why, now, so you got 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the spot? Nope.
Mm.
Hey, you acting funny. You here with my daughter.
Right. You don't want your daughter to expect something to happen to you because of your job. You know what I'm saying?
And then the anxiety that my wife has when I leave her house. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, we take this shit for granted.
Yeah,
and
so with,
when you take shit for granted or when you're disobedient,
mm-hmm.
then some of this stuff is a spanking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I hate the Ricos. I hate the violence. I hate all of it for my brothers.
Yeah.
But we being spanked.
Yeah. And all these trials going on right now, Diddy, who else? Tory Lanez, all this back and forth going on right now.
Spankings. Man. Hopefully we learn from the spankings and become obedient.
Right.
That's what I say because I don't wish death, jail on nobody.
Right.
That's not who I am. But, you know, you got to understand that what were we doing when everything was good? Like, are you giving back to the community? Are you helping the young ones? Are you leading the young ones astray?
Right.
Like, what are we doing?
Absolutely.
What are we doing with our, we're winning the game and we're celebrating.
Right.
But are we taking care of everybody that helped us win?
Yeah.
Are we taking care of the water boy and this and that? Are we paying homage to our fans?
Right.
So we owe a lot to the people that I don't take, like, this would be weird to me. People are like, I'm a fan of you. And I'm like, I have fans. Like, but I respect them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right, let me give them some motivation every Monday. I do Monday motivation.
Oh, yeah, I seen.
Let me wake up every Monday, even if I don't feel like it. And then give them some motivation to go through their week.
Right.
Let me create a foundation, the Screen Foundation, that gives back to the community so that the young brothers that want to do music, we can kind of say, okay, you want to do music, but you need to be educated and talk to these young brothers.
Right.
Let me give back.
Yeah.
This is, again, part of when you say consistency.
Yep.
I am blessed. I don't be like arrogant about it. I'm blessed that 20-some years later, you want to talk to me.
Right.
Right. So there's people that you probably would want to talk to 3 years ago that you don't want to talk to now. And don't talk about it.
Big facts.
That's
no
a
pun
blessing.
Intended.
I don't take that for granted, bro.
Yeah. Man, that's so true. And that's another thing where the reason I really wanted to have a conversation with you, like I got to be able to have this conversation with DJ Scream because I feel like you have such an important voice. Like your message is what people need to hear, especially when we're going through what we're going, the spanking that we're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Spanking.
It's like people really need to tap into what you're talking about, what your movement is, you know, positivity, but also, you know, enjoying the culture as well. You know what I'm saying? Having that ear, having that mindset that you have is so key. And that's how people can reach the highest point. That's the meaning of our show. Mm. So I definitely wanted to, you know, just tap in with you with that. Now, with us, you know, getting this spanking that we're getting, sometimes things get worse before it get better. Do you think that might be what's happening?
Well, I hope and pray for, again, I don't think people really sit down and do the math, mm-hmm. but if the rug was swept under hip-hop culture right now, then imagine we'll be back in 88. We had to sell crack. A lot of people.
Yeah.
It's feed a lot of people.
Right.
Your podcast, regardless, is an offspring of hip-hop culture.
Absolutely.
The clothes we have on.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? The fashion designers, the stylists, the managers, the publicists, the bag boy, the DJs, the producers, the engineers, the interns, the caterers, the jewelers, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Like, this is printing. This is an economy.
Right.
Forget just it's hip-hop culture. It's an economy.
Right.
It is the economy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Very
Who
true.
Who go buy all the bottles in the club?
We do.
We do economy. So it's not just about that, but I hope and pray, because if not, by 2028, going to look like 1988. And we Oof. Don't want 1988.
No, no.
I was alive.
No,
we
no.
We don't want about 1988.
Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.